Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams that we chase become. Lost in the sun, spinning and turning.
That's Dan Fogelberg bringing us back, the late, great Dan Fogelberg. 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Dunkelberg, celebrating 17 years of him joining us as a member of our Brain Trust, bringing us the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism, the gold standard for our sector. And don't forget, check out NFIB.com to find the survey. Also, smallbiz.org, smallbus.org. That's Bill's website. And, of course, Bill allows us very graciously to post the report on our site. So you can find it at our site, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hey, Bill, let's take the nice segment and get you to give us a little bit of an analysis of what you see coming down the pike. We got Congress has moved the health care reform bill, repeal and replace, so to speak, over to the Senate now. The House is done with it. The Senate's working on it. We don't know what's going to wind up happening between that and the conferees and what will be possibly, hopefully, sent to the president. We got the tax, hopefully tax reform coming right after that. There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of unfinished business in the air, and that's uncertainty on a different kind of uncertainty than the kind that Obama created.
Well, that's true, you know. In a way, you know, it's positive uncertainty. That is, we're trying to change things and make it better. So we know that that's going on. But if you look at what's going to happen over the next, you know, year or so, I mean, the government budget's already locked in and done through September, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, kind of that's the way budgeting works. It's really the last of the Obama budget, so to speak. So government spending is already kind of locked in, and the argument's going to be, of course, for the 2018 budget. So that's when all the discussions will start. You got the Fed, who that pretty much is cornered now and will have to raise rates a couple times. And I think that's great. You know, you can't operate the economy, you know, if you can only turn left and not right. I mean, when you have interest rates pegged at zero, you lose a lot of maneuverability, and you, of course, create a lot of distortion. So the Fed normalizing will be helpful in many ways, especially to all the community banks that take care
right.
of our small businesses out there. Government spending is not going to pick up a whole lot because it's locked in, so we'll know that's be about 1% of GDP maybe.
Do you think that if we can repatriate some of the money with a tax abatement, like they're talking about, some of this corporate money overseas.
Yeah.
Don't you think that'd be a major shot in the arm to the economy? Has corporate America really got anywhere else to put the money by now if they don't put it back in the economy?
Yeah. Well, that's a good question. I mean, I think the people who hold Apple stock are looking for a huge cash dividend to come, and it probably will. So, but that's fine because they'll get the money and then they'll spend it. I mean, so it would be good to see that happen. You know, I don't think that Apple needs to buy back any more stock and drive its price up. It's already at a record high level, right? But you know, in general, I'm a little suspect about that whole thing. I mean, their corporate earnings are overseas mostly because that's where they make the money. I mean. That's where the growth is.
But also because if they brought it back, it'd be double taxed.
Well, that's true.
And at a very high rate.
Yeah, and the question is, why would they bring it back? Well, you know, they already can sneak around that because you can borrow the money at ridiculously low interest rates back from your subsidiary,
mm-hmm.
right? So you can get the money back if you got a use for it. So what we really need is a changing business environment that creates an opportunity for investment, which we've been talking about, and you know, then some of that money will get used because the future will look different and make it worth investing. But right now, people have all that money, look at it and say, well, you know, what can I if I build another plant, can I sell this stuff?
Right. Well, you know, Bill, I'm not confused about where the other half of the economy is. The other half of the economy, I mean, corporate America is doing this work. Small business is scratching out its work. But it seems to me the two aren't working together. And because Wall Street's not investing in the economy, and in the Main Street economy, when that happens, to me, that's where the other half of the economy is. Am I wrong?
Yeah, well, certainly we'd like to see that. That is basically, you know, the big firms have been using the money just to acquire other firms. So they're not growing our capacity to produce
right.
or create jobs or any of those kinds of things. And that's what we need to have happen.
Yep, I agree. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back again real soon.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next month.
Anniversary.
yeah. Happy anniversary to you, baby.
Me.
Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust. And we always get smarter when Bill joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.